the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 658. And, of course, it's an original It's Your Business series. As we do on Wednesdays.
You're an original, Bill. There's only one of you in the whole planet.
That's probably one too many. But we'll make the most of it today. Of course, on Wednesdays, between now and September 3rd, we talk the business of golf, from the great life phenomena, golf, exercise, nutrition. Actually, Donnie Hill's going to tease us about a news conference that he and Tom Walsh have at 10:30 this morning. We'll kind of listen in, see if we can pull something out of him. In addition, on our show, two doctors, Dr. Tim Lee Burton, specialty orthopedics, Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic, Randy Dierheim, Pinnacle, who puts life and golf into perspective. He's talking about taking your lumps today. Maybe that's the weather we're talking about. Plus our golf service shops, Paul Doherty Golf Etc., Adam Scott Golf Addiction, and our first guest, a guy by the name of Austed, Dave Austed. 10 golf stores spread throughout the Midwest, including two in Sioux Falls. Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. Are you finding that things are kind of weird? It's like the world is upside down. I mean, there's just really strange things going on. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and I'm sitting there last night watching history in sports.
Yeah?
With an NBA owner tossed out. My wife's saying, why are you watching that? I said, because this is going to be something
historic. Yeah. I mean, look at it. I mean, you've got that going on. You have in golf, you've got Tiger Woods not even playing in the Masters for the first time ever. You've got a guy last week whose name is Soon You'll Know, who wins the tournament for the first time, 21 years old, and he beats Keegan Bradley, who is a major winner.
Triple bogeys.
Yeah.
When he's in the middle of
the
hunt.
You got weather going on now tomorrow, May 1st. You've got potential snow flurries, and probably even the weirdest, Bill, you win the fantasy golf last week, and I
get Ben Martin,
and I get last place. I mean, seriously, it reminds me of the Ghostbuster movie when Bill Murray is saying, "End of the world, dogs and cats sleeping together. It's like the end of the world." Congratulations, I'm really happy for you, though.
Like you said, I own New Orleans.
Yes, you do. Actually, there's potential for an investigation from the PGA because it just seems a little too tight that this is your tournament. You've been down there. You've been to the tournament a lot. And all of a sudden, you pull out this Ben Martin pick. Nobody's ever heard of the guy before, and you end up winning. Something seems a little sneaky there. I don't know, but
well, hide and watch this week
until we figure out what's going on. Congratulations, nice
now,
job.
You are a little concerned, and if you go to our blog, you'll see a little bit with a picture of Dave at Amen Corner.
Yes,
crying. About the April. In fact.
Amen.
What is
the
your
month
sale?
Is over.
Dave's loss is your win sale.
Yes.
Also called the weather stinks.
I was sitting around yesterday, Bill, in my office feeling sorry for myself because the weather stinks and I haven't seen the sun for a long time. And I went, you know what? Gosh darn it. I'm going to turn things around. I'm not going to sit here and mope. I am going to make things happen. So starting today, I'm announcing it on the Bill Zortman Show. We are doing the weather stinks sale from now until Sunday. Everything in the store is on sale. All clubs and balls, 10% off. All shoes, all bags, all carts are 15% off. All apparel, 20% off. I don't care, Bill. I want to do something. I want to give something back. I just want to give something back.
The weather stinks sale.
The weather stinks sale.
I like that.
That's good.
You know, when you own your own company, you can do stuff like that. And I spent 5 minutes putting that thing together. So if you want to come out and feel better about the spring, come out and do some shopping this week. We will save you some money. My guys will make sure you get fit and you'll save some money and put it together. And the other cool thing we got going this week was for the first time, we are the only people in the country that have this, on Friday, come out to Willow Run, and we will have our mobile fitting center. And this is a very cool deal. They'll have a launch monitor, and we'll have fitting carts of all the major manufacturers from 11 to 3. And it's actually supposed to be nice on Friday. It's supposed to be partly cloudy, 60 degrees.
Until you get your hands
on it. It's possible. Bill, don't curse me.
Maybe
okay?
The sale.
Don't curse me.
Cancel the sale.
Oh, brother. No, this weekend's supposed to be pretty good. But you come out to Willow, and this thing is very cool. We'll bring the trailer right out to the driving range. We'll have all the fitting carts. We'll have a launch monitor, and you can get fit. If you have any interest at ever whatsoever, bring your clubs, and you can compare them to the new clubs, and my guys will be there. You can compare and see how many more yards you can get. I mean, it's changed your life, Bill. And look at it. You went from a nobody.
A nobody,
to no confidence.
Maybe next
kind
week.
Kind of a driveling nobody, and now look at you. You're cocky. You're winning all the time.
I go in and win $5 gift card yesterday at a women's event.
And it all started because you came out and got fit at Austin's. I mean, the things that I do for people, it's just amazing.
All right, Mr. Austin.
You've had enough of me, huh?
Gotta ask a question.
You can only take so much.
TV commercials.
Yes, we do that.
And I know you do.
But that's not really a question. That was a statement.
I know it was. And good TV commercials.
Yes.
But they're talking about the golf ball doesn't know who hits them.
Yeah, that's okay. The Titleist commercial, yeah.
They talk about they don't know who's hitting it, whether it's a PGA champion or somebody that's going to hit 14 in the lake, so as if to say, what difference does it make on the kind of ball that you hit?
Right.
Obviously, all of the fitters that I've talked to said, look, your swing is different than Dave Austin's.
Your swing is very different, Bill.
Different than a thing you'll know, you know.
Yeah.
So, what's right?
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up because balls is one of the things that a lot of people think, doesn't matter, as long as it's round, it has dimples, you know, I'll go out and I'll play. It's not a big deal. It is. These balls are very, very different. They've really changed the manufacturing. In fact, Jack Nicklaus made a statement a while ago that it's actually the golf ball that is obsoleting a lot of these golf courses because they've done so much technology. And when you come into our store, I think right now we sell 85 different types of golf balls. So our guys are going to ask you, do you want spin? Do you want distance? Do you want control? We'll go into the launch monitor and they'll figure out what your swing speed is. If your swing speed is 60 miles an hour, you don't want a hardcore ball because you're not going to have that compressed. You're not going to get that click and you're going to lose distance. You don't want a high spin ball if you want a lot of distance because the spin is what takes that ball and spins it right down into the ground. If you do want control and you want to be around the green, you want to suck it back like Phil does, spin does really well. But all these balls do something a little different. So our guys are ready. We have all of the brands of balls, everything you can imagine, all the different compressions and everything from like a 40 compression up to a 90 to 100 compression. But if you have a slow swing speed and you hit like a 100 compression ball, it's going to feel like a rock. You're not going to like it.
Okay. So keep hitting my
brimstone. I'm glad you brought that up, though, because it's one thing that, you know, guys come in and they kind of almost blindly go, well, on tour, you know, 89% of the people are playing Titleist. I better do that. That might be the case. It might not. There may be some other balls. And you found that yourself because we've given you some different balls to try, and you found some that...
And I still haven't lost them all yet. So
really?
It's been successful.
Well, you got to hit it farther than 112 yards to actually lose a ball, Bill.
I thought you were working with me, not against me.
I can't do it very long. I got to throw a dig in there every 30 seconds.
So. I know. Dave, it's good to work with you. Now, the Great Life, we've talked about that this morning. Again, we have Donnie Hill that's going to preview the 10:30 news conference. Any idea what they're
going to
announce?
I am not going to. You know what? I can't keep up with those guys. They are so much fun. They've got stuff going all the time, and we're just thrilled to be partnered with them. They've got fun things going on all the time, and I'm enjoying it. I'm a member of Great Life, and I'm enjoying the golf. I'm looking forward to going out and trying. I think there's 10 courses now on the list, and I use the fitness as well. I'm down at MB working out over the noon hour, and it's just a phenomenal package. And as I said in prior weeks, if you're a golfer, I'm not sure there's a better place in America to be right now than Sioux Falls.
This week, it's Charlotte, North Carolina.
Good
Quail
tournament.
Hollow. They've had a lot of deadly tornadoes in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And they're looking for rain, so is that going to impact?
Well, it's very possible. Yeah, I mean, let's play the Masters theme. That's really good for Charlotte, but it's
as close as we got.
It's fine.
What would you play for Charlotte?
I don't know what you would do, you know. Sweet home. No, that's Alabama. I don't know. You know, but it's a good tournament. It's a good feel. Phil will be playing this weekend. There's a lot of big names that are playing. But
Ghostbusters?
Yeah, actually, what you could play, Rev, you could play We're Looking for a Hero, because all of the big names are falling apart. We need somebody to come up and start playing. Rory McIlroy isn't playing well. Phil isn't playing very well. Keegan Bradley fell apart last week. We need somebody to come up. I mean, I have nothing against Soon You'll Know. It's wonderful. That's a great story.
And he is playing, but you don't have him this week. Who do you have?
All right, my A players. Gary Woodland, big long hitter, great player. On the bench is Phil Mickelson. My B players, Zach Johnson, Jim Furyk. They're control guys, not very long. On the bench, Kevin Streelman, Justin Rose. And my C player, Jimmy Walker, doing very, very well. No one had heard of him until this year, but he's doing well. And then J.B. Holmes, another boomer at my C players. So, Bill, I used to have a lot of confidence in my picks. After last week's last place position, I don't have a clue, man. I'm making it up as I go.
I have to tell you, the guys that are in this show, I ask them to send me bullet points. They send me their golf picks first.
Yeah.
Imagine
oh,
that.
Oh, boy.
Dave Austin, 10 stores in the Midwest, and he's got the that doggone weather.
Yeah, sale. Come out and see us at Willow on Friday. And you're going by our East 10th Street store when you get out there and come out to our The Weather Stinks sale. It's going on now through Sunday. Save you money on everything in the store.
Dave, nice to have you with us.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Always a smile. Dr. Tim Lee Burton talks about the health of golf when It's Your Business returns. Welcome back to the Golf Show. Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, joins us. Dr. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Word this week, Tiger appears to be preparing to play in July for the British Open. Whether it's that event or another, what do you think he should be doing as far as getting ready, or should he be sitting on the shelf?
Well, I'm sure Tiger has many advisors giving him input as to what he should be doing at this time. I think last week we talked about or saw something on the internet about him chipping and putting at that time. And I think July is a reasonable time frame towards the end of July for him to be getting back. I think that's getting him closer to 4 months from the time of his micro discectomy. So I think that's a reasonable time frame for him to think about getting back. But I wonder if he should have a warm-up event maybe just before that.
Maybe come out to Great Life, play three holes.
Yeah, Great Life, Baker Crossing.
Why not?
Hartford, any of the above. So
be interesting to see what he does do.
Yeah.
All right. We know from our time together in the show, you generally can get patients in within 24 hours. And for those that don't understand, just what procedures do you perform?
Well, I do just about all orthopedic procedures except for the spine. But I do see people who have back pain, because most people who do have back pain, as Dr. Max would know, they usually don't need any surgery. Usually non-operative things can help. But I have a shoulder scope that I'm doing today with a rotator cuff tear. I have a knee surgery that I'm doing today, but I do elbow, wrist, hand. I'm a board-certified hand surgeon. I can see people for just about any ailment that they have.
Success story?
Recently, speaking of chiropractors, a chiropractor caught my office yesterday. I think it was yesterday or Friday, and wanted to be seen for a knee injury, and I was able to see him, and we were able to diagnose a problem that doesn't need surgery, and we're able to get him into a brace, and I'm going to be seeing him back in the next couple of weeks to see how he's doing. But he was able to call the office, and we were able to get him in the same day and be able to answer his questions over his lunch break and take care of him.
All the things you treat, the weather being off again, on again, cold, warm, that'll have an impact on what our bodies are doing and how they do it?
Yeah, certainly barometric pressure has an effect on joints. And anyone who has a problem within a joint, they can tell you sometimes if what the barometric pressure is or if it is elevated or low because of them feeling symptoms in those joints. But I think that we were lucky a couple of weeks ago to be able to play golf virtually every day as it pertains to weather. And then since last Saturday, we haven't really been able to play except for the guys who can get out there in the British Open type of weather. But hopefully by this upcoming Friday, we'll be able to get back out and hit some balls.
Business League I'm in Monday night did not cancel. We played in that at 4:30 Elmwood Monday night into the teeth of the storm, the wind, and all of this. And all I could do is say, must not be a doctor running this league, because we wouldn't have played Monday night.
Well, the people who are playing in the leagues now, this early in the season, are trying to add money to their money list before the real golfers get out there when the weather is better.
Hey, he looks at me and says, yeah, you're one of those, Bill. All right, how do they reach you?
Please call 275-5560, Google Specialty Orthopedics, or Dr. Timothy Lee Burton.
All right, your picks for Carolina in the morning this week. It's the Wells Fargo, and weather could be an issue there, too.
I agree. I have Phil Mickelson as my A player with Lee Westwood on the bench. I have Bill Haas and Webb Simpson starting for the B players with Rory McIlroy and Justin Rose. on the bench, and I have Jimmy Walker as my C player, and Robert Carlson on the bench for the C player.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, specialty orthopedics. And we leave Dr. Tim with us because Paul Daugherty actually had a visit from Dr. Tim to look at his golf bag, and you were impressed. You knew it wasn't a 22, or as he described, one of those fair weather players that doesn't come out until the sun shines. But what did you find in Dr. Tim's bag?
Well, I knew the minute I looked at it, he was somewhat serious about the game and willing to, or had invested quite a bit into his equipment.
So what were you able to tell him? Were you able to help him? You're able to help virtually anybody that walks in the door, even if it's Tiger Woods.
Very rarely do I have somebody go out the door without at least a minor recommendation for changes within their bag. In Tim's case, what we did is we only added one club, if I recall correctly.
Yep, we added a 47-degree wedge, which I had a deficiency between my pitching wedge and my gap wedge. And so Paul was able to see that there was a gap there. But I think one of the biggest things that Paul did once I was there was he took my bag and he measured my shafts that came with my clubs after I had a fitting at a golf place in town. And after evaluating my shafts, it was determined that my shafts weren't exactly what they were supposed to be.
Oh.
My shafts were supposed to be extra stiff, and that's what they said on the shafts, and they were still. And after him and his team measured my shafts, we found that more than half of my clubs weren't extra stiff. And my driver wasn't what it was billed as, the shaft in my driver. And that was one of the biggest things that Paul did and showed me when I was there. And that's why I say, I think if someone who's serious about golf, I think you should go and see Paul, because you need to know exactly what's in your bag, because it might not be exactly what the shafts say they are.
Dave Scutero was Project One.
Dave is an ongoing project.
And Dave was one of those that Dr. Burton would describe as getting out there, getting extra points early.
Mm-hmm.
And he played pretty well in that same weather on Monday night.
Okay.
Including the club that
the
you fitted him for.
The hybrid. Okay, good.
So what did you find in Dave's bag?
Dave's bag is completely different than Tim's. Tim's is one that he purchased everything, I think, pretty much at the same time, or all based on the same person's recommendations. Dave's bag was one that he's accumulated over the years. The irons came from one source. He picked up the driver from another source, and then he kind of put the other pieces in here and there throughout the years. So he has a variety of clubs, some that fit his game fairly well. So we kind of had to lay out a blueprint for him of how we're going to attack his bag over the summer. And the hybrid that he was hitting well the other day, thank goodness, was one of the first things that we attacked. We did make some minor modifications on his driver. Now we're next, I believe, if I remember correctly, we're going to work on the bottom end of his bag, or down towards the wedges.
All right. So if it's a Dave, or is it Dr. Tim, or it's the Rev or Bill Zortman that come in.
I had a junior golfer in the other day.
A 7-year-old. A junior golfer, a 7-year-old. He could beat me, too.
He could. Right. He could. Been golfing since he was 3 years old.
Uh-huh.
Pretty impressive swing for a 7-year-old.
So what'd you fix in his bag?
Well, what I found for this little guy is, you know, he's been golfing for 4 years. So for a kid that was 48 inches tall, he had a very impressive, very strong swing. And there's just not a junior box set of clubs that's going to fit this little guy. His swing was just too strong already. So I worked with his dad as far as getting him a few clubs that he can use for the next couple years till we can get him into a more suitable set for his teenage years.
All right. So how do they reach you at Golf Etc.?
361-8333. We're on 41st Street across from Billion Hyundai. We're on the north side there in the shadows of O'Gorman High School.
Now, your picks this week at Quail Hollow, the Wells Fargo in Charlotte, week before the Players.
My A players, I have Ricky Fowler. On the bench, I have Phil Mickelson. B, starting, I have Rory and Jim Furyk. On the bench, I have Justin Rose and Hunter Mahan. My C players, I'm going to try Kevin Na again. It's been a few weeks since I put him on there. And on the bench, I have Chris Stroud.
All right. So that is the list from Paul Daugherty last week with you, Dr. Burton, and Project One Dave. You guys finished second, third, and fourth. Congratulations.
Weird. Isn't that kind of neat?
I think it's almost become a coalition with you guys.
It could be. It could be.
But well, you finished third of that group. You're going to have to get up on the table with yours.
Well, it's better than I've been doing. I've been either last or second to last. But I'm happy to see that you won, Bill, and you sent out enough emails reminding everybody about it.
He did, didn't he?
Oh, have you gotten this one yet?
And I noticed Tim had Phil, so, you know, we might be right there again.
You could be. All right, guys, we appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to talk with another doctor about what to expect in this kind of weather, the ARP. We'll fill you in on that. Talk with Dr. Max, all a part of It's Your Business, following Fox News. Welcome back to It's Your Business. We're talking the language of golf this morning. Project One, Dave Scatero's picks this week, who with the conglomerate of golf, et cetera, and also Dr. Lee Burton, second, third, and fourth last week. Dave's got Gary Woodland and Lee Westwood as EAs, Furyk, McIlroy, Stewart, and Simpson, Bees, Kevin Na, and Jimmy Walker as the Cs. Dr. Max.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to have you in the house.
Good to be here.
You know, the weather still has an impact on all of us, the back pains, what we think is ailing us, because we just feel different about ourselves.
It's actually a good day to talk about golf.
Well, when's not a good day to talk about golf?
Well, you can't play, so all you can do is talk.
You know, we have talked about bad body parts. We've talked about ARP. Tell us what ARP is.
ARP stands for Accelerated Recovery, and it is a relatively new therapy that's out there. It uses direct current electrical stimulation to break up the scar tissue that's in the muscles. The only tissue that the human body has built to absorb force is the muscle. And when muscles don't absorb force, then the joints, the tendons, the cartilage start wearing prematurely. The ARP wave neurotherapy searches out those muscles that aren't doing their job, gets the scar tissue out of them. And once the muscles start performing like they're supposed to, the joint wear, that tendonitis, that epicondylitis fades away and function is restored and the patient's back to being a pain-free participant in whatever they want to work with, whether it be golf or something else.
You've been doing this more than just a week or two.
Yes.
30-some years?
Yes, about 32 years as a chiropractor, and I'm happy. I tell a lot of people that one thing good about being a chiropractor is that 32 years ago, when I got started, there was 206 bones in the body, and that's all there is still. So
nothing's changed.
I can keep perfecting myself. I don't have to be learning about the newest thing.
You know, people are always asking and they're worried when they start seeing a chiropractor that I have to keep going back. Otherwise, I don't get better. And you have a little different thought process.
Well, the way we do it at Reinecke Chiropractic is we think that we have our job and the patients have their job. My job is to diagnose the problem, tell the patient what I think the best course of care would be. We think the patient's job is to decide what part of that care they want, how fast they want to go about getting it. And once that patient decides, we're going to give them what they want. So basically at Reinecke Chiropractic, we tell you what we need and we give you what you want.
We kind of joked with Dave when he was in here earlier about the SME show yesterday. And as I walked around and saw a lot of different people, I saw a lot of different chiropractors. And most of them weren't 32 years old. we got an awful lot of young people that would look at things far different than Dr. Max would.
There is, there has been an explosion of chiropractors, especially in South Dakota. South Dakota has a very high utilization rate of chiropractic, probably in our state, upwards of 30% of the residents have been to the chiropractor within the last year, and I think the national average is less than 10%. So when I got started here, I was about the 12th or 13th chiropractor in town. Back then, I was the first person to charge $15 for an adjustment, and now there's well over 100 in the Sioux Falls metro area.
Dr. Max Reinecke, how do they reach you?
335-0880. Otherwise, you can certainly find us on the internet, ReinickeClinic.com.
Permanent damage and recovery. We talk about golfers all the time. It could be a farmer, could be a housewife, could be anybody that's having some back troubles. How do they recover, and is there a formula to follow?
I think the formula is you should start out being very careful how you pick your parents. That's the first start. Good genes goes a long ways. Exercise regularly. Eat right. Anything you put in your body that's bad, your body has to get rid of. We use the food we eat to build our bodies. And if your body is using a fat molecule from a good piece of beef, that's a little bit better than taking a fat molecule from a Cheeto. And
the beef people are going to like that, and May is beef month. So
May, every month is beef month at my house, Bill.
I like the story. All right, we've kind of worked together this week on your golf picks, and let's kind of share your A players. I like Lee Westwood for you this week.
Good, good. Okay. I like him too. I'd like Phil Mickelson on the bench then.
Yeah, and I don't know if Phil's going to play real well, which has me a little concerned this week. But we do have Rory, who I think wins the tournament this week if he's serious. And it doesn't rain the whole weekend and he gets discouraged and decides to party with the young group that he's got. Webb Simpson seems to be a name that fits with the Carolinas. Jim Furyk, Carolina guy. And who was the other guy that I picked for you?
Chris Kirk.
And on the bench, you'll have Ben Martin as a C, who I think could win.
Very good.
This week.
And then
two weeks in a row.
Like to go with Jimmy Walker there.
I'd like to go with Jimmy, but I've used him too many years.
Isn't there a whiskey named after Jimmy Walker? Is that
Johnny Walker?
Johnny. Red. Okay. All right.
All right.
Very good.
We just got to get him online, and let's see if we can move you up through the rank of that other doctor.
I was in the middle last time.
There you go.
Proud of that.
Let's make it happen. Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic, been doing it for 30 years, and you may want to listen to what Lumpy's going to say over here in a minute. Randy Dierheim talks about taking your lumps and going on, all a part of our golf show this morning. Welcome back to the golf show, and we did get through two doctor's reports this morning with Dr. Tim Lee Burton and Dr. Max Reinecke. And from that, we bring in the Beaver that has joined us this morning. Lumpy's here.
Thanks, Ref. Appreciate that.
My tease to you, Randy Dierheim, Mr. Pinnacle with a Callaway Carrier.
You know, it's great to be back, Bill, and like it's been said earlier in the program, you know, those of us that are golfers are scratching at the bit to get back on the course, and it'll come. I mean, it's spring, and we need the moisture, and golf courses are going to just go crazy with green grass when the sun shines again, so keep your fingers crossed.
Of course, Randy is tied with Callaway's, Trey, Foley's, Element on 8. Sculpture Week, downtown. Big week. We're doing a couple hours live on Friday morning, but it's a pretty special time for Sioux Falls to think about that. We have the sculptures, now we have great life.
Yeah, we do. We've got so many great things going on in this community. I'm actually part of a search committee for a new director at the YMCA, Mike Julek, who's done a great job for us there. has taken a regional position with the Y, and we've got some exciting news at the Y with the remodel. But when we met as a committee last night, we talked about how many great things this community has to offer. We're very lucky in Sioux Falls. We've been on a tremendous growth curve. I think we've got a great infrastructure in place for the next, you know, many, many decades to come. But what a great place to live. What a great place to play golf. What a great place to be in business. I mean, the restaurants that I'm involved in, that you mentioned, Foley's, Callaway's, Trey, and the new Elements on 8th and the Hilton Garden Inn, it's a good community to be in, and I'm happy to be here.
Friday night, my wife and I were hungry, so we went to Callaway's. That, if you're going from Hartford, you really have to be going to Callaway's.
That's a road trip.
That was a road trip. Carolyn really enjoyed the service, the food that she had, and being lactose intolerant, they took good care of her. Not all restaurants listen and pay attention. Your people did.
Well, that's an important part of what we do. And if you're gluten-free or lactose intolerant or you have any other food allergies, I mean, that's a big part of what we have to do to ensure safety for our guests and to make sure that they're taken care of and that they enjoy themselves. And I'm glad that we took good care of you.
I am, too. It made it a lot easier to ride home.
Exactly.
Particularly when it's my idea. Now, your topic this week, taking your lumps and moving on.
Well, there were a couple.
What did you have in mind?
There were a couple things that drove me to that. First of all, I didn't execute very well in the golf pool last week. I really got drummed pretty good. In fact, most of my players that I picked missed the
cut.
You beat
Austin.
Yeah, which was amazing. I don't know how he did that. He was really pathetic, evidently. But then you're also good about reminding us when you do well. So congratulations to you.
Yeah, but it's only happened once in 6 weeks.
Congratulations to you. So that was one of the things that decided, you know, what the topic would be today. Secondly, I played golf at Willow Run last Saturday. It was real windy. We play golf a lot more for camaraderie than we do for the excellence of our games. Hanging out with the boys is always a fun time. I have a little side bet with my friend Bob Carson when we play match play. Front and back nines for a beer. But, you know, golf's a humbling sport. And one of the things that drove me to the topic is you can be cruising along. I went par, par, par to start the back nine at Willow Run. I don't typically play those holes that well, even though it's a par five to a three to a four. They're just tough holes. We call it Amen Corner in our group. I came through that at even par, and then I started thinking ahead of myself a little bit, like, boy, I got a good round going. Then I went double-double. And, you know, golf is like that. You have to take the punches. You got to roll with the punches, and you got to move on. I mean, the alternative is to walk off the course, which none of us are going to do. John Daly's done it. I'm not going to do it. But, you know, business is the same, too. We don't always have everything go our way. There's a lot of moving parts in the business that we're in. The retail industry is no different. Consumers demand a very high level of excellence, which they should. And when we stumble and if we make a mistake, we have to dust ourselves off, pick ourselves up, and kind of learn from our mistakes and move on. And that's a big part of life in general.
You know, as I read your note, and I always get maybe a four-word note from you, and sometimes I only get two words. And this week I got the four words, and you only said it once. Me, when I win, you know, went out at least once, maybe three times,
right. Whatever
it was. Just kind of reminding you guys. But maybe... Keegan Bradley, who had a real chance to beat Sung Yeol No, and all of a sudden triple bogeys because he hits the ball to where he four-putted on a green, kind of threw him out of it. Peter Hansen, who's one of those that you'll hear from me a little bit later on, was coming in. He was within a shot of the lead, and all of a sudden he loses three shots. Then there's Ricky Fowler, who couldn't even make a cut with his bright orange.
It's amazing. I mean, the level of... And I am a little bit critical. You've heard me say this on prior shows. I don't think parody is good for golf. I don't even think it's good for TV on golf. But it is what it is, and there's a turn of the generation, I think. We're experiencing right now the fading out or the decline, perhaps, of Tiger Woods and Phil's getting older, et cetera. And so we look for these young stars. We look for the Ricky Fowlers. We look for the Keegan Bradleys, the Webb Simpsons, to perform at a very high level. And then when they don't, we're surprised, first of all, because they're very good at their craft. They're very, very good. They're so much above us, we can't really even understand it most of the time. But like Keegan, when he stumbles and, you know, he has to cross a tremendous mental bridge. Physically, these guys will never have any issues. But the mental bridge they have to cross to finish that tournament, knowing what they had just done, the money they'd given away, the prestige, entry into the Masters, all of those things. And then to step into a tournament within days and tee it up again and leave that in the past. That's not a small thing. That's a very, very large hurdle they have to cross.
And Sung, you'll know, was playing for the people that had the ferry accident in Malaysia and basically donated a ton to them, and his thoughts were there, and they were doing live television back. He almost felt like that country had taken its lumps, and they had a hero, a young man that was showing the world that their country does matter.
The healing process that goes along with sport, I don't think anyone could ever diminish the importance of that. Sport is, it is what it is. It's not life and death, but a lot of times we hang our happiness on a sporting event, and we look at a sporting event as a release. And for those of us that are golfers, we do that as well. And it could be playing, it could be watching, it could be celebrating somebody else's accomplishments, but absolutely a very emotional win for him. And you could see him on the 17th tee starting to think about, hey, I can win this thing, and all the emotions that were going into it and the pressure and the stress that he faced. It was pretty amazing.
A fresh face. He's not Tiger. But he is a fresh face.
We're looking for the next Tiger. It's not going to be me, I can tell you that.
And it won't be the guy that was the owner of the Clippers either, will it?
No.
All right. This week, it's Quail Hollow. They've had tornadoes in that state. There will be some people that will be thinking about that, giving back. So give us your picks this week.
That's right? A real challenging golf course, too. I'm going to take a shot in the dark. I'm going to step out of the box on my A player a little bit. I'm going to do Russell Henley. Brian Gay is on the bench. My B player is Zach Johnson. I mean, Mr. Money just cashes in every week, it seems. Justin Rose as well. On the bench is Rory and Bill Haas. And then I've got a guy that I didn't know up until last week. He actually finished, you know, in the top five, Robert Strieb. So I like to ride a hot horse if I can find one. And KJ Choi, again, a very dependable player, is on my bench.
And Strieb, if I remember right, had to finish in the top 50 last week or he'd have lost playing privileges. Got a fifth.
He nice got story. It. He got it. Good for him.
All right. Anything else we should know about Pinnacle?
You know,
you're doing?
We're gearing up. Callaway's executed a really remarkable Easter brunch just, a week and a half ago. We're going to gear up for Mother's Day at Callaway's again. So if you're interested in taking care of the one that's most important to you, give it a try at Callaway's. We'll take good care of you.
Randy Dierheim, Mr. Pinnacle, a Callaway swagger, Titleist look.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great day.
Lumpy is leaving the building. When we come back, Adam Scott, Golf Addiction. And they've got a creative trip they're making, all a part of a great life and what they do at Golf Addiction. Welcome back to It's Your Business, the golf game. And we're going to talk a little bit about Comfort King this morning and the zero gravity with Comfort King. And the fact that I do want to be foolish enough to go out and play in the kind of weather we had earlier this week with a group of 44 gentlemen that decide that golf business is important. But to do that, I have to have a good night's sleep. A lot of these guys, a lot younger than I am, hit the ball further, and I can't let that bother me. I have to just get a good night's sleep, have the spine ready, have the body ready, so that by 4:30 in the afternoon on Monday, I can still go out and compete. Do the best I can with what I can accomplish. It's what you do in business. You do the best you can, and you take a look, and you say, gee, I think this would work. And you know what? Chris Larson at Comfort King, the factory, told me, he said, check out some beds. My wife tried 8 of the beds there in the factory. I tried 6. That's all I needed, because if Mama was happy, I was going to be happy. So the zero gravity, I'm able to utilize that, the firmness of the bed, just right to us, and we both get a good night's sleep. My wife ready to go be a good GI nurse at Sanford during the day. I'm ready to come and face the Rev and the Randy Dierheims and the Adam Scotts, the Comfort King, the place to go when you need zero gravity and you need a good night's sleep. Adam Scott, Golf Addiction. He has the most creative mind when it comes to golf simulation, shooting, much, much more. Good morning to you, Adam.
Good morning, Bill.
Now, this is the 30th day of April, and what happens May 1st?
Wow, tomorrow we've got some fantastic, exciting stuff going on at Golf Addiction. So starting tomorrow, you're able to stop in and pick up a monthly membership pack. That'll be $50 is all. And it allows you to come in and play for 30 days as much as you want, whenever you want, when we're open.
Now, you've got kind of a snipe hunt golf trip planned. Tell us about it. It probably has a little aiming fluid between stops.
We do. The GA Tour coming up on May 30th. That thing is just about filled up already, as it's going to be a ton of fun. We have four different stops, including Golf Addiction, Central Valley, Wild Oak, and Mitchell, along with Fish Lake Country Club in Plankton, my old home course. So we're going to be starting with that with 8 a.m. shotgun start here at Golf Addiction. You're going to go ahead and play nine holes here, and then we'll hop on a party bus, which Boulevard is going to be sponsoring it and throwing in some beers for us to go ahead and drink away and have fun throughout the day golfing away.
Adam, how do you think you've helped those golfers that couldn't go south for the winter to Arizona, Florida, Mexico?
You know, talking to a lot of our customers that played throughout the winter with us, some of the great feedback that we've been getting is people have been able to stay loose, stay fit, not having to go out there, you know, when we actually do get a nice day of weather, and feel all stiff and sore about their golf game because they're in here swinging away. Other things they've been telling us is they're really understanding their distances on their clubs, and when they go out and they have gone out here in the last few days, shooting it with a rangefinder, their distances have been fantastic as far as how they're shooting their clubs now. So that's been fantastic feedback to hear that we were able to help provide an option for them to come in and enjoy the game that they enjoy. Along with that, being able to stay loose and have a lot of fun with us throughout the year.
Reservations obviously needed with the success you're having.
Yeah, so with the reservations, you give us a call at 274-8903. We got room today. We can get you in here and have some fun having you play away. Plus, we've got some different golf leagues, beanbag leagues, trap shooting leagues starting here in a couple weeks, so you can sign up with that as well if you'd like.
All right, golf picks this week, and the stop is in Charlotte. Your team has got to be a little hungry.
Oh, we're hungry, Bill, especially after the performance from last week. But we got a good one for this week ready to roll. So we're going to start out with our A players, Mr. Howell the third, and then we're going to go ahead and put in Mr. Summer Hayes on the bench. Webb Simpson as my B player and Hunter Mahan starting out, and then Chris Kirk and Jim Furyk on the bench, and then C players, Jimmy Walker and KJ Choi.
I like those picks. Let me give you my picks, and you can just sit and laugh at me as I do it. A pick, I've got Lee Westwood. Westwood, if he is not have his mind on Sawgrass next week, may win the tournament. Ricky Fowler on the bench. B players, I've got Justin Rose and Rory McIlroy. Rory doesn't get into the sauce of the aiming fluid. He could do very well. Jim Furyk and Brian Harmon on the bench. And I've got Ben Martin from Greenville, South Carolina, who's played well the last 2 weeks, winning or at least in the top five. Peter Hansen, who did well last week, was within a shot with three holes to play, comes back this week. So we'll see who does better. Let's have a little wager between the two of us.
You know what, Bill? I'm willing to put an hour's worth of golf on it that we beat you this week.
All right.
Just throwing that out there.
All right, we'll do that.
So, and then also for all of you listeners out there, I'll throw a little fun challenge out for you today. All of you, first one that comes into Golf Addiction after listening to this radio show, I've got an hour to give away to you as well. So first come, first serve, stop on into Golf Addiction at 57th and Marion, and we'll get you squared away with an hour of free golf.
All right. Adam Scott, Golf Addiction. We got to bring in Donnie Hill. He has a news conference in about 30 minutes. Adam, we'll talk to you soon. I know I need to get out there and work on my swing, too.
Sounds good, Bill. Have a good day.
Don Hill, you've got a news conference at 10:30 this morning. What's up?
Well, we are out at Wood Lake, and we have 10:30 news conference, as you mentioned, and we are going to announce plans for what we are going to do with the addition to Wood Lake.
Okay.
Awesome. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, we want to know.
You know, you don't have to tell it all, but, you know.
I can't tell. We're going to announce a couple new partners. We're going to announce a couple new partners, a couple new on a business venture with us. And we are going to tell you what we are going to put in the addition as we're planning to change the entrance of Wood Lake to the north. So you'll come off 53rd rather than off Tennis Lane. We'll have much better parking, and that's about all I can tell you for right now.
Now, you wouldn't mind if people, when they travel, talk about Great Life and what Sioux Falls has, Sioux Empire has as an experiment and probably going to be the model for the rest of the country?
We certainly expect this to be the model for the rest of the country. Golf, as you know, is expensive, and it takes a lot of time, and we are addressing both of those things with what we are doing at Great Life. Obviously, the model of $49.99, $59.99, and $69.99 for a whole family is changing the price and the value of golf and fitness as combined. And then also, we are doing things like putting par three courses, four-hole par three courses on driving ranges. We're getting close to completing the plans for Baker on that by the end of the week. And we are moving forward to those things to make golf not only more affordable, but faster to play and more fun for kids and families.
Well, I know with the news conference now just about 31 minutes away that the media, if they're not there, should be there. Another great opportunity. You're changing life. You're changing health. You're changing nutrition standards here for us. And, Donnie, with what you're doing with Tom Walsh and all of those that are affiliated with this and the fitting going on out at Willow this weekend for the first time with our good friend Dave Austed, things are in the right direction as we move the calendar into May.
And now we just need to get some golfing weather out there for us.
Well, we're working on that, too. Just say a couple of prayers. It was nice to see your wife yesterday as well.
Yes.
We'll get her on the show.
That sounds great.
She, of course, is going to make a trip to Sudan and then kind of help in that direction as an educator, as an administrator. And, Donnie, we appreciate what you do, what Tom does, and we'll listen in to see what's next on the news conference. For now, though, our time's up. We thank you for yours.